Coal ash landfills that were no longer in use were exempt from stricter federal coal ash rules in 2015, including 21 landfills in Indiana. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports. Now the Environmental Protection Agency will have to reconsider that move as part of a legal settlement.
Unlike coal ash ponds, the toxic coal ash waste is dry when it's placed into these landfills. But the group Earth Justice says the ash can still get wet when it rains or the water table rises, polluting groundwater and drinking water sources. In August, Earth Justice filed suit on behalf of several groups against the EPA for failing to review the exemption. Susan Thomas is with Just Transition Northwest Indiana, which wants the utility NIPSCO to clean up coal ash used as fill on the site of its Michigan City coal plant.
If this loophole is closed, this is just a huge step where these sites will have to be monitored. They will have to be regulated.
The EPA has until May 5th to decide if inactive coal ash landfills should no longer be exempt from federal rules. If so, the agency will have a year to revise the rules. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.